This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has welcomed the return of all living hostages to Israel by Palestinian armed group Hamas after over 2 years of captivity in Gaza under the US brokered ceasefire deal. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said their freedom stands as a tribute to the courage of their families, the unwavering peace efforts of US President Donald Trump, and the strong resolve of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He said India supports President Trump's sincere efforts to bring peace to the region. The 20 remaining living hostages in Gaza were returned to Israel earlier today after 2 years of war. The bodies of 28 hostages who are presumed dead are still in the enclave. All 250 Palestinian prisoners and more than 1,700 detainees from Gaza held by Israel without charge since the Hamas-led attacks on 7th of October in 2023 have also been released. Addressing the Israel's parliament, the Knesset, in Jerusalem today, US President Trump hailed return of 20 living hostages under the Gaza peace deal, calling it a dawn of new Middle East.
After 2 harrowing years in darkness and captivity, 20 courageous hostages are returning to the glorious embrace of their families, and it is glorious. 28 more precious loved ones are coming home at last to rest in this sacred soil for all of time.
Speaking on this occasion, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called U.S. President Trump the greatest ally of Israel. From Israel, President Trump has reached Egypt to co-chair the Gaza Peace Summit in Sharm el-Sheikh with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Leaders from more than 20 countries will also join the summit. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Israel will not attend the Gaza Peace Summit in Egypt. President of Mongolia, Khurultsukhukna, arrived in New Delhi today on a 4-day visit to India. President Khurultsukh was received by Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, at the airport. The visiting dignitary also inspected the Guard of Honour. The President of Mongolia is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising cabinet ministers. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Canada, Anita Anand, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi welcomed Ms. Anand and conveyed that her visit would contribute to ongoing efforts to impart new momentum to the India-Canada bilateral partnership. Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his Canadian counterpart in the national capital. In his remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said India-Canada relations have been steadily progressing in the last few months and both nations are working to restore and reinvigorate the mechanisms necessary to advance the partnership. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal also met Foreign Minister of Canada. The Nobel Prize in Economics for 2025 has been awarded to Joel Mukier, Philippe Akion and Peter Howitt for their groundbreaking work on innovation and economic growth. According to the Nobel Committee, the three economists were recognized for explaining innovation-driven economic growth. Joel Mukier has played a crucial role in identifying the prerequisites for sustained growth through technological progress, while Philippe Akion and Peter Howitt worked for the theory of sustained growth through creative destruction. Country's retail inflation eased to 8-year low of 1.54% in September this year, down from 2.07% recorded in August. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, it is the lowest year-on-year inflation rate after June 2017. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahi, South Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. In cricket, India are just 58 runs away from winning the second test against West Indies in Delhi and clean sweeping the two-match series. Chasing a target of 121 runs, the hosts were 63 for 1 at stumps in their second innings on day 4 at Arun Jaitley Stadium. KL Rahul and Sai Sudarshan were at the crease. Earlier, West Indies were bowled out for 390 runs in their second innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.